Track 6. Unit 14. IELTS Listening, Section 4. You will hear part of a talk to economics students about how to make the most of their course. First, you have some time to look at questions 31 to 40. Now listen carefully and answer questions 31 to 40.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Stanley University School of Economics. I will be one of your lecturers on the course, and my name is Professor Whitefield. Before the academic year really gets underway, I would like to take you through some of what you can expect and to give you some general course information. Firstly, you'll be attending lectures during which you will receive information about economics and the priorities that you will need to focus on. The lectures will provide you with information about the subject in a relatively condensed format. In addition, they should also provide a suitable framework for further study. Typically, this is also the first time that students get the chance to meet a researcher at the forefront of the discipline. Traditionally, lectures are seen as an essential part of the learning culture for higher education, in which undergraduate study is viewed as an induction into academic discipline and a way of viewing the world. However, although all I have said until now is true, every year, undergraduate students experience problems with the techniques used in lectures. Being forewarned will hopefully help you with adjusting to these issues. The first problem is that there is little opportunity for the development of student understanding. That is, if you misunderstand something, there is no immediate opportunity to ask. Secondly, when newer teaching approaches are used, such as problem solving, learning outcomes are improved. However, these will still not replace the validity of listening and learning from an expert. Now, before you start despairing, there are several things that you can do in order to make the learning process and consequently your student life at the university easier. First and foremost, be prepared. You will be given a reading list. Don't just throw it away or forget about it. Make sure you leave enough time to go through all items on it. Once you've done that, an ideal thing to do would be to test yourself on the contents. Prepare a mini quiz while reading, and go back to it before the lecture and just check you know the answers. Now, for most of you, this won't be the first time that you're studying economics, but you may have taken a gap year or had a period of time working. If this is so, and even if it isn't in fact, it always makes sense to go back and refresh your memory on those relevant theories you learned about before, as we'll definitely be referring to them. Okay, there are just a couple more ideas I'd like to suggest before I'll take any questions you may have. We are lucky enough to be living in a digital age, so use resources like the web to do some extra background research. There's no shortage of information nowadays, but just be sure that you're using reliable resources. Finally, and this is an important one, make sure you discuss ideas with your peers. They're in the same boat as you are, after all, and you'll probably find that it helps make your learning more memorable. All in all, Take charge of your learning and you'll find that you succeed. Now, do you have any questions before we go on to the next?
That is the end of section 4. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Ready for IELTS Workbook by Sarah Emsden Bonfanti. Published by Macmillan Education, a division of Macmillan Publishers Limited. Copyright Macmillan Publishers Limited, 2010.